Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I got caught in traffic on my way home tonight, and I just got through the door, and I apologize for being late. I didn't know we was going to have a bad accident today, and I hope everybody's okay. Tonight, I want to introduce you to a very special lady. Her name is Rebecca Steiger, and she is a channeler, Reiki master, and an author of two books. And I want to welcome Rebecca to the show. Welcome, Rebecca. Hello? Well, good evening, everybody. I just hit the wrong button on my phone. Hang up. This is getting to be an interesting day. I want to welcome Rebecca Steiger to the show. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it very much, and it's always a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Anyway, so, this has been an interesting day, and I really apologize for being late, but we had an accident, and I got caught in traffic. I'm usually home at 5:10, but I just got through the door today.
Well, I understand how that goes.
Well, anyway, Rebecca's the author of a couple books. She's a channeler, a Reiki master. She's very talented. And also, she is a very wise person. And I'm going to add time to the show so we get to add all this. But, Rebecca, let's talk about what you do. And you're also living in the hills in Missouri, and you do a lot with animals. And you train animals, but how does really training an animal like really expanding a human being and teaching us to expand our life?
Well, number one, I think the other night whenever I talked with you, I said, don't put your foot in the stirrup unless you're ready to ride. You and I both have a background as far as horses go. You grew up in South Dakota, and you were around horses and rode horses, and I think you roped. I, on the other hand, have raised horses and shown horses for about, 45 years. I'm about to tell my age here. When you are dealing with animals, I also have raised German Shepherds. You have to have your full intention, your full thought. It's almost like a meditation, because everything is focused intently on that animal. If you make a wrong move, you're going to get hurt. If they get scared, you're in a very bad situation, because fear puts everyone and everything in a very bad situation. So through dealing with animals throughout my life and dealing with spirit throughout my life, I have found to pay attention and put your full attention on what is going on around you at that time, right now. If you don't, that's when trouble comes into play. That's when you get hurt. So, as I said, don't put your foot in the stirrup if you're not ready to ride. When spirit knocks at your door, be ready.
And that's the truth, and that's very, 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 very truthful about that. And I just added time, so we're going to do a long show here. And anyway, but it is true, but take that in, like when you set an intention or goal, whatever word people choose to use, isn't that just like setting that, you got to really listen to spirit and then expand?
Exactly.
How does your channeling actually expand people and allow them to hear spirit and get in touch with their own inner self?
Well, I've worked with a lot of people, and I've worked with people all over the world. You can call me and set up an appointment at area code 573-998-2050. I do phone consultations. I work over Skype. I also do consultations in person. Each individual And I say individual because we are all individuals. So our circumstances are always different. When I call in my angels and I start channeling for someone, it automatically enlightens them. Because at that moment, they have become in tune. So that's a life-changing healing right then. And then as we work through the process, our what I always say, I don't ever call it trouble or problems because we all live, and life sometimes gets us off our path and throws us in the ditch. But what I do is I sweep it clean, put you where you are supposed to be, in tune with spirit, and consequently in tune with yourself. And that's where most people have such fear, is to look inside themselves because they're afraid of what they're going to see. So you have to let go of that fear and rise above and have more acceptance and pay attention at that point in time. You have to pay attention to what spirit and the angels, of course I work through the angels and do channeling through the angels, what they are telling you at that moment, because if you are not exact, they have a huge sense of humor. So you really have to pay attention and focus.
They have a sense of humor. I've witnessed that more than once.
I think I'm one of
their comedy acts someday.
Some days we all are.
I think they really like to engage. But, you know, when it comes to angels in the spiritual world, this is a question I've asked a lot of people, and I get some unique responses. Are we a human being having a spiritual experience, or are we a spiritual energy having a spiritual experience?
Well, I think that we start out as spiritual beings, and I think that we come to this earth to have a combination of experiences. Part of them, you know, when we come to earth, we're deprogrammed, okay? Everything is wiped out. But the one thing that is not wiped out of our experiences whenever we hit earth is the Supreme Being. We always search. We always have that restlessness that we search for something inside of us that is greater. And when we find that, we become to that spiritual experience here on earth, even though we are in human form, and we were put here to learn, to dance, to play. We weren't put here to have to work so hard and be greedy for money and all of these things that man has empowered us with, that we, at this point in time, don't feel like we have any control over, but we really do. So we're in human form, and then when we vibrate on out of here, as I call it, or when we cross over, or when we die, whatever you choose to, what word you choose to use, we then become back to our spiritual selves, but with a greater learning of the human side. And we've learned here that we have to share all things in our life.
And we really do, but we also, in sharing things, but wouldn't you say sharing our experiences and our wisdom with others to expand the universe is what we're really here for?
Exactly. Sure.
And Rebecca's books is, and the angels spoke and From Ashes to Angel Light are available on innercirclepublishing.com. And you can go down, you scroll down the page, they're down in the left-hand corner, they're both together, they're very brilliant books, and if you've been listening to Rebecca, you're really getting to expand some wisdom and hearing her enlightenment to move your life in a new direction and in a forward direction. And that is very important when you're looking for somebody to enhance your spiritual expansion. And Rebecca, in the world today, I feel, and I'm going to ask you this, our biggest fear that people encompass, and I even understand it about myself, is discovering our own talent. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think so many people are afraid to look into themselves and discover their own talent or their own gifts, because what if I don't have any? I mean, that's the question. That's the thing that they always ask themselves is, what if I don't have any? When I was very young, and, you know, I see angels, I thought everyone could. And when I found out they couldn't, that not everyone saw angels, then I was so different. And that's the thing that makes people afraid, is that they either won't find their gifts, which they will if they're open to receive them. If they just open the channel, their gifts are going to come, whatever those might be. And then you become different. Well, what they don't realize is we're all individuals. We're all different. And we're all supposed to be different. And that's how we learn, and that's how we gain this wisdom. So fear is one of the most negative, dark things around us, because it creates so many other things.
I actually have found a way to make fear. I got a little saying, fear is my friend, expanding astute revelation, unleashing my canonized ability. Because fear is just unprocessed wisdom we're afraid to engage in.
Absolutely. It's a fear of oneself.
Serve our own talents, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, Rebecca, and you know, being in nature like you are and connected to the earth, how does that actually ground you and actually put you in a balance to expand other people's lives?
I am one of the most fortunate people I know, because I live on very sacred ground. I live on my ancestors' ground. My ancestors were Cherokee, and they developed this ground. The Civil War was fought on this ground. The Indians camped on this ground. There's an Indian mound across the road from me. There's a couple of small mounds over here. All of this expands the energy. My earth absolutely vibrates with that wisdom and energy. So where I live is part of it. Who I am is part of it. I can stay grounded because I put one foot on the ground and I fly with the other. And as you well know, you do the same thing. Those
and
of us
yes.
who
Go ahead.
Those of us who are empowered, we automatically know how to stay grounded when we fly.
And you know something else, Rebecca? You said something there that this is something that's been kind of itching in the back of my mind. How have we, you know, the Indian tribes each had some unique wisdom. How is this country overlooking their wisdom and really the way they lived in moving our life forward now? How do you feel that we've overlooked the wisdom of the American Indian?
Well, the Native Americans, they're a lost tribe, more or less. We've pushed them to reservations. We've closed our minds to anything that they did or that they might do in this life outside the reservation. And they have become, they're very, very closed with what they do and how they do it and the wisdom and how they've, you know, their visions, their wisdom, their sweat lodges. But in tune, if we just look and we just watch, we can gain knowledge from them and so much wisdom from them.
And that we can. And, you know, how is it, you know, I've looked at this very, you know, the situation the world is in. How have we overlooked the simple wisdom and the common sense that would move us forward?
Well, we have overlooked it because we've listened to man, and man has told us exactly what was right. And since he was so smart, we followed him like lambs to the slaughter. And we have not gone within ourselves and tapped into our own consciousness, our own God, Supreme Being, Spirit, Father, Mother, Child, whatever you choose to call the Supreme Being, we've not tapped into that wisdom and listened because we've been too busy listening to someone else tell us this is it, this is right, this is how you do it, and this is what life is. When in reality, if we, each and every person has a different wisdom within them that they should be tapping into and listening to their guts and their hearts and opening their minds to consciousness and to become aware of what is truly going on around us, but everyone's so busy that they don't have time to hang up the phone and listen.
You just said something quite key. How are we so computerized and technologicalized we can't use just common communication to move our life forward?
Because it's so easy to go in and let someone else do the search and give you the answers, what they say are the answers. But are those the answers without looking within yourself? Is that the answer for you, or was that the answer for them? So when we look up all these answers and all this information on this high tech, and trust me, I love computers. I work on the computer. You work on the computer. That's how we communicate with others. But to go in and look for the answers of life on the computer, unless you are on the right channel, you're not going to get them. You're just going to be told what that person feels is the right thing to do. And that may not be the right thing for you.
And see, that's the thing, you just said something that people don't really grasp. Listening to other people's advice is usually advice they should be taking themselves and using in their own life rather than you instituting it and not listening to yourself. How do you open people up when you're channeling and doing your Reiki and all your other stuff to allow them to get the source of courage to listen to their own inner wisdom?
Well, actually, I don't have to do a whole lot of anything because my angels are very strong and very powerful, and they actually open the door for them. They shove them through the door so that they can see. And they do it in such a way, I do nothing that is negative. Whenever I do channeling for someone, I do not do a negative channeling. I will not tell anyone anything that is negative because that's not what life is about. You know, true, we need to know negative so that we know positive. It's like if you've never fallen down, how do you know when you're standing up? However, my angels take over. And the energy is so intense that they know to open that door and to listen. And it's just kind of an automatic thing when you come in touch with the angels and the Supreme Being. And it's very gently done.
And now I just want to ask this. I've never seen these before. Lakota Lodge card.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people them and how they can get a Lakota Lodge card reading.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the difference between a Lakota Lodge card and a tarot deck?
Well, the difference is the wisdom from the Native Americans. Okay, everything that I do, as I said, is positive. And tarot cards, don't get me wrong, I have tarot cards also. I think anyone that does our type work has several. I've got several different decks of cards. I love the Lakota Lodge cards because right now, as we are speaking, I am going to pull this for you. And you have different levels in Lakota Lodge, okay? One is earth. One is spirit. One is wind, and one is the sweat lodge. And, of course, the sweat lodge is your higher self, really, really speaking, but they all do. So when I pull this, I pulled the west, I pulled black. okay? That shows buffalo. That shows an eagle who is flying. That shows the rising sun. All of that means something. And whenever you look at that, it tells you these are very positive cards. This is a card of meditation, okay? And it starts out and says, I stand in the origins of the west, of darkness, of inner time. I give pause, strengthening retreat from the world of time. Avail yourself to my gift. I bring you a special peace. Seek me in the dark and know comfort, not fear. Seek me in the spaces between worlds. Seek me between the footfalls upon the earth. I am there, and I love you. Okay, that alone tells someone a lot. But then whenever you get into what the card is actually saying, I'm not going to go through tradition, and I'm not going to go through the meditation for this card. But it says we are flooded by influences, interactions, and stimuli each day. It's important to take periodic breaks from the fast pace of our lives and return our attention to the quiet place where spirit rests. Let the sun set on the rest of your day and the turmoil of your life. Find the time and place to meditate. Meditation is a path towards yourself, a means of learning to listen to self-guidance. This is your time to communicate with spirit and open to your inner self. Okay, Rob, what have we just been talking about?
Inner self, in the spirit, in the sun rising, in the buffalo. I love the spirit of the buffalo. I've actually done an article on that, a little poem.
Mm-hmm.
But it also shows me courage and strength to step into the unknown, which is actually the security of life.
Absolutely. So these cards are very, very uplifting, but they're very, very informative in a positive way, and that's why I read the Lakota Lodge cards for others.
And, Rebecca, they can go to your website, and what is your website? Because I'm looking at it right now where you can find From Ashes to Angel Light on your webpage where it says Rebecca's Pathways, and it's got Angel's Light and also and the Angel Spoke.
Yes.
And you can go there and get them. They're available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Powell's, and Beehive Natural Foods in Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Actually, if you type it in, you can go to any online bookstore and purchase them. Now, From Ashes to Angel Light is on Kindle at Amazon. So you can also get it for Kindle. And they're available at any local bookstore. You can go in and ask for them, and they can order it, or you can go online and purchase them, as you said, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Nook, wherever. Or you can go into Inner Circle Publishing, and you can purchase them through there also. So there's a lot of numerous ways that you can purchase my books.
And also, you're getting ready to write another book, if I remember our last conversation correctly.
I am about 3 chapters away from being finished, yes.
And when will that book be available and things like that for people, if you could give us kind of a general idea?
Well, soon. I hope within the next couple of months I will have it out, done, finished and out, but I can't say that definitely. My books are channeled to me, or, you know, I always said my books were channeled, and people said, oh, you do automatic writing, and I said, whatever. And when I sit down and finish channeling these last 3 chapters, then it will be finished. And as I said, that might be tomorrow, or that might be in 2 months. So it should be out. Of course, you know, because you are an author, that we have to edit, we have to lay chapters out, we have to do publishing. So it takes a little while once we finish, but hopefully I will have that out by fall.
And that's very good. Now, I'm on Rebecca's Pathways website, on Rebecca's website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's down there, there's if you look at it, there's one at the very bottom called channeling. There's a picture in there. Something I want to point out to everybody, you look at Rebecca's eyes in that picture, you can see the spiritual grandeur in them eyes, but you can also see the enlightenment, and you can see how clear her eyes are. And the complexion of your face, something I've really expanded into, pictures tell me where people are in their spiritual journey, because pictures take the essence of the person and present it. But if you look at Rebecca's eyes, they're very clear, very pointed, and she's in tune with the person she's sitting with. That is something for you to look for when you're looking for a channeler or a Reiki master, an author, or anything, but you can look and see how talented she is by her eyes. And that's,
thank you.
And you're very welcome. But that's what it is. And there's one other thing in this, if I could get everything here. But you also do special guided meditations for people. And a lot of people just meditate. But what is a guided meditation with Rebecca? How will that open people up?
A lot of people do not know how to meditate. You know, they go in to meditate in their minds, or at the grocery store, they're on vacation, or they're at work, or they're with the kids at soccer practice, you know, or they're with an elderly parent, or, you know, somewhere else. They're not getting the full benefit of meditation. They're not being able to get in touch with their angels and their guides properly. So consequently, that meditation that they are doing really is not opening the door all the way. It cracks it. It may open it halfway. Whenever I do a guided meditation, and I do have a guided meditation CD at Inner Circle Publishing, it really gives them what they need, because what I actually do is meditate in for them. And I give them, through meditation, what spirit and the angels and their guides are trying to tell them that day, at that time. And whenever I say that day and that time, you know, things change. And I don't tell the future, but I tell you what the future can be, and a part of that is through meditation.
You know, you said what the future could be, but something I've really discovered, I've lived an uninterrupted continuous now, because my spirit and my spiritual expansion has never had a break. It's always been on the same path. Mm-hmm. And everything I do happens now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, wouldn't you say, setting a new movie in the subconscious mind for you to become, to expand into that movie?
Yes, I do. I think it allows you to be stronger.
And wouldn't you say guided meditation is actually the producer and the director of that new movie, and it's really engaging you in being silent to have the courage to move your life forward?
Well, yes, I think that's a wonderful way to explain that. Yes, it is.
And that's what Rebecca will do with a guided meditation, because in silence we expand, and then when we talk, we bark, and we walk away.
Absolutely.
But anyway, Rebecca, if somebody chose to engage in your services, and they really were open, and let's change that, and they were closed, and how would you get them to open up because of your talent?
Well, I have engaged that, Rob, and I think we all have through the work that we do, and I'm sure you have too. You can block anything, okay? And you can block it for so long, but eventually what's going to happen is you're going to be shot out of the cannon, what I call shot out of the cannon, and you will be made by the angels and the guides. I will say something to you that no one else knows. And at that point in time, it's like, bingo, I've hit the nail on the head, I have your full attention, and now you're ready to move forward. Whatever that might be. I had a man come to see me, a gentleman come to see me, and he sat down at my table, and I knew that he did not believe in what I did. And I talked to him, and when I got finished, I asked him, because normally I just start channeling. I don't ask any questions. I just start channeling. And I said, do you have any questions? And he looked at me, and he said, no. He said, you scared me to death. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. He said, no, I'm not frightened anymore. He said, I just can't figure out how you knew what you knew. And I said, through the power of the angels. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go home this afternoon, and by tonight I'll have figured out how you do what you do. And I said, well, good for you, because I said, whenever you figure it out, let me know. So he left, and he has been back. He has been in contact with me. And now he understands that my power comes. It is not my power. It is the power of the angels that come through me. I'm merely a facilitator. I will be the first one to say that I'm a facilitator. They channel through me, and it's very, very easy for me to do because my channels are open and in tune with the angels.
You just said something that people are listening, that's the most profound thing in the world, facilitator. Something I've really expanded into in my coaching is when people say they're in control, I ask them, what do you control of? You don't control your body movement, but how would it feel to let go of control and move into being the facilitator of your life? How does that free you up?
Well, I mean, it's the most wonderful thing. It's a very celestial feeling. When I channel, and such as this talk show, when we do this talk show, because my angels are here, they're gathered around, they're telling me, you know, this is what you do, Beck. And, you know, it's just such a peace. You have such a calm and peace, and it's the one time in your life that you are in control, but you don't have to be in control because you have the angels there to guide you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do it totally. Now, you got channeling, Lakota Lodge cards, guided meditation, spiritual seminars, telephone consultations, but yet you got Master Reiki at the top. How does being a Reiki or Master Reiki, how does that play into all this stuff? Because that's the most unique energy there is when you understand it.
Yes. And you too are a Master Reiki.
Yeah.
Being a Master Reiki is so empowering. And you really become more intuitive. I've done channeling for years and years and years before I became a Master Reiki. I was a Reiki practitioner at the time. But when you become a Master Reiki, it empowers you. And the energy that you can give to people, the healing energy that goes along with being a Master Reiki, no matter what you do in this life, no matter if you're working a job or you're channeling for someone or you're working in the garden, that energy radiates all the time, and it's so healing and it's so calming. It has such a calming effect on people that the trust is built through being a Master Reiki. The energy is built. I mean, I am Reiki. I channel Reiki 24/7, all day, all night. Anyone who is a Master radiates that energy all the time, which is very healing for anyone that you meet, whether it be on the street or over the phone or wherever. So it really it really helped me intuitively also because it just raised those vibrational energies. Okay? And we We have to raise our vibrational energies.
You just use the word intuitive. How are we actually more intuitive than we are conscious?
Well, I don't know that I'm very conscious very often, so that's probably a hard question for me.
That was probably the most profound answer anybody could give, because I don't think any of us are that conscious. I think we're more intuitive about where we're going.
Exactly.
And Rebecca, believe it or not, we've been on for over 40 minutes, and we're getting down to the last 22 seconds. Rebecca, tell people how to get a hold of you, and then we'll give them some wisdom, and we'll close out the show.
Okay, you can contact me at RebeccasPathways.com, or you can contact me through my phone, which is area code 573-998-2050. My name is Rebecca J. Steiger. You can always go online, look me up. I'm everywhere. I am always open to receive your call and to help those in need.
Okay, now give them some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Walk your path like an arrow that has been shot from a bow to where it arches over the heavens and lands where you are supposed to go.
And now that is profound, and I'm going to close out the show, and we will see you Thursday night. And Rebecca, thank you for being here, and thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, it was my privilege. And good night, and I wish you very well, Rebecca. We'll have Rebecca back, and Rebecca may also be starting her own radio shows on different networks.